When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to part two of a discussion on rejection on Man Baggage. I'm joined by DJ Majestic, Madge and Lindsay Kane. I'll give you just a bit of scientific information about rejections. You know I'm a nerd. But rejection piggybacks on the same physical pathways as pain in the brain. They've studied this in MRI studies where they show that the areas of the brain that become activated when we experience rejection are exactly the same as when we experience physical pain. Why? Why would humans evolve to be this weak? Well, we think that in our past, as we were evolving, if you didn't experience severe pain with rejection, you would have been in deep trouble. Evolutionary psychologists assume the brain developed an early warning system to alert us when we were at risk of being separated or ostracized from the group. So if you didn't fit in with the group anymore, and if that was likely to happen, you're going to starve to death, you're not going to mate, blah, blah, blah. Those who experienced rejection as more painful were more likely to correct their behaviour and therefore remain in the tribe. That is why rejection hurts. It saves your ass.
Yeah.
It's your body trying to help you. If you can listen to pain, it is like a superpower. It's like a Bruce Lee wiping the blood off the lip and going, ugh.
I think when you said before about the penny dropping and stuff like that for, you know, rejection and how to deal with it, I think I was just about to say, I since the last few years, since I've sort of been more open to rejection and it's not necessarily a bad thing, I think you learn it and right, okay, well, I wasn't picked for that. Maybe, you know, look at, was it something about me? Then if it was, then how can I adapt it for future? How can I change and be a better version of myself? So I think you can, like you say, use it as a tool to be better in the long run.
I do want to talk a little bit more about dating and relationships in a minute, Madge, but I just want to ask you, you know, you can end up being rejected by a group rather than a person. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. So whereas like all people in the jungle is massive might go, oh, you're not one of us, or DJs of a certain type, or Radio One, or so, you know, to be rejected by a group of people. Oh, we're Radio One fans, man, you're not part of us. I could get rejected by, you know, people that like political comedy might think I'm not serious enough. Or, you know, I don't like football, so I often get rejected by the laddish types. That's sort of the idea of rejection from a group. I don't know if you've experienced anything like that.
100%. Even going back to, like, you know, my teenage years and, like, you know, the group of people, like, when they purposely don't invite you somewhere and, like, you weren't there. And, like, I remember it like it was yesterday and then them ringing me up, haha, you're not here. You know what I mean? Like, deep ones.
Well, that's that tribe shit there, yeah. Right, in action right there.
Absolutely. So you got, again, correct your behaviour so you're in with the tribe.
Or write them off as cunts.
Yeah,
or the latter.
Find another tribe.
Yeah, exactly. And then from a professional stance, 100%. And I feel it all the time. And again, sometimes when you get a rejection, then you start questioning, go, okay, maybe it's because I'm the way I am. I'm sure you feel it the same, as you mentioned, Russell, in comedy. Because you do a certain type. Within music, especially dance music, there is, within house, there's definitely a level of snobbery. It's like, hey, we're super cool. You know, can't come down to Berghain in Berlin and play techno for 10 hours and one vinyl. Oh, you're on Kiss FM. That's not commercial. You know, like, you know, and they look down at you. And I'm thinking, wow.
Like, you sounded like the German pigs from Shrek.
Let's go to the Berghain and play techno. It's kind of like I felt that before. And when I get rejection, then I start asking myself, is it because of that reason? You know, like if you don't get your record playlisted. And that's another thing. And I went through it recently with a couple of tunes that I'd made. You know, I made a collaborative effort with a group who are really big at the moment and someone else, and my own station didn't playlist me, right? And bearing in mind, I've put a lot of work in and whatever else, and they didn't playlist my record. And I took it really personally, and I've really done well with rejection over the last few years, but that really wobbled me. And it hit me for six for about 4 or 5 weeks, to the point of I was at like, well, fuck them, I'm going somewhere else then. Do you know what I mean? I was on the attack. And then I realized that afterwards when I processed it and I spoke to, like, you know, the person I needed to speak to. And we was able to, because we have a great relationship, we was able to really process it together, and it made a lot of sense how she put into logical terms. But because I'd put so much heart and soul into something, and I like, and because I'm a team player, I give so much to my team. When I didn't get something back, I felt very rejected. I felt like this is so personal to me that you're saying, no, we don't want you. And once I was able to calm down and use my logic, and that's what I think experience and maturity does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It stops you from making the rash decision.
You were punched drunk at the time.
I was.
Because it hurt.
I was what Anthony Joshua was after that Usyk fight. I was running around, I was raging. I was like, yeah, but I'm this, I'm that, and I've done this, and I should have this because I've done that, you know, like very similar. It's such a great point that you bring up with Anthony Joshua, and it's because I'd given my all and to get nothing back. It was very interesting psychologically to see AJ after that fight. You'll notice there was one people that he didn't want to go near. It was his team. He was going everywhere in that ring, but he avoided his team. He didn't want to go back into that. He felt like they'd let him down. He was angry at everyone. And when you get rejected and anger steps in, that's when you can see red mist and do stupid things.
Yeah.
And even in relationships, you know, that like you'd be angry like for whatever reason and feel rejected at some moment of time. And then you're like, right, I'm done. And it's just like, it's such a heat of the moment exchange that you've, oh my God, I've gone too far here. I've done that before when I was younger.
Mm. Lindsay, have you ever experienced group rejection? A group of girls at school?
Oh, all the time. I got bullied when I was little. So, yeah, I was like, probably, I was just like, oh, fuck you. I don't even like you anyway. So I feel like I'm quite relaxed with stuff like that. And again, I don't know. It's funny now because some of the girls that used to bully me, someone that I know was working at this office block, and she said that they're having a meeting and a few of the people were talking about Russell's comedy. And this girl was like, oh yeah, I know his wife. I'm really good friends with her. Like, you know, and the person who was there, like, knows me like really well. She was like, what, Lindsay? You know, Lindsay. And then the girl like shat herself and was like, yeah, you know, so people are just faking it. They drop you and they, you know, pick you up and drop you whenever it suits them. And I think, you know.
I think we're coming to the real, like, if you're with a tribe that's giving you pain, change tribes. I mean, people forget. We've got all this internet connection flying around the world thinking we're these super evolved apes. We aren't. We're the same apes that evolved into Homo sapiens in Africa. We're those same people. We've got those same emotions, those same drives. And we are programmed to be parts of small tribes.
Yeah.
And all we're trying to do now is cope with not being parts of big tribes. So if shit is hurting and you genuinely can't fix it, maybe you're with the wrong tribe. Then it's also, there is a really good book called Tribes as well, which I'd urge you to read. It can be a way to help your commercial success. If you can find a tribe that you've got a better fit with and then rise to lead that tribe so people follow you in music or whatever, entrepreneurship, you can create your own tribe and membership and reduce the amount of rejection. So that's another one for the read. I know listeners love a reading list. Read Tribes, brilliant book. And it's one of Jimmy Carr's favourite books as well, and he ain't skint. Right, so relationships. When dating, why do men experience so much more rejection than women, Madge? Is it that just we're so much more horny and that we're constantly knocking on so many doors? It's just a numbers game of getting no's?
No, it's historically... Sorry, I'm really sorry. It's historic. It's because it's like, you know, all these Disney films, it's always the man like saves the princess. And it's, and I think society, we've evolved that way. Like, it's, you know, you always wait, the man phones the woman. And I think that's historically how it's been.
Well, so you don't think it's a natural evolutionary way of things that men just keep going, no, yes, let's get an Uber.
Yeah, probably. But I think women are more focused on like one person at a time, one man at a time. Men are just like, any holes.
Two at a time. Well, any, ideal.
Like any holes a goal type thing. And I think that's probably how men are sometimes.
So as Lindsay so eloquently put it, Madge, any hole's a goal. Is that what leads to men experiencing so much rejection during dating?
Back to the apes, as you were saying, Russell, like, we're still built like that, aren't we? We're there to spread seed and procreate. And
yeah, it ruined my curtains.
And, you know, as, you know, you look at the laws of the jungle and that, and the woman protects the tribe, and the guy goes out and blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah. I think that is just a natural thing that men just can't shake off. And then even within the sake of, you know, a married relationship, it's always like you said, you just keep poking until she says no and you have to go to sleep. You're like, okay, cool, I'll turn.
The no-handed kidney punch, as I call it.
It's like, so, and I do think, and it'd be really interesting because I know like 50% of your audience are now female who listen to this. I don't think women really take on board how painful that rejection actually is. And I think, like, especially within a marital situation, it's not any holes a go. It's, you're my wife. I love you, man. I want to have sex with you.
And do you mean like with, you're married and yeah, they don't have sex with you? Are you taking that as a personal rejection if she doesn't want to have sex with you?
100%.
Really?
100%.
I'm speaking for all men.
All men.
I'm speaking for all men. Yes. And I know intellectually on the level, you might be in a bad mood or tired or ovulating or whatever, but my pathetic Neanderthal lizard stump of a brain only processes rejection.
Yes.
Really?
Let's say it. Let's put it out into the universe. Let's discuss it.
This is newsflash.
This is where the last 5 minutes of this chat's going.
Yeah, 100%.
What, are you joking, Linz? You didn't get that from me?
I didn't think that you would take it personally, like, oh, I'm not attracted to you.
Of course I do.
Like, well, it's not even that. Like, I'm talking for all women. Like, sometimes women just can't be bothered or they're tired or something's going on.
So what do you think the slamming of the bathroom door afterwards signifies then? Happiness at no blowjob.
We are needier than women. We are I'm saying it now.
Oh, 100%. I've got two kids, my daughter and Russell.
And also the other thing is little things like, we don't get complimented half as much as, I always tell my wife she looks beautiful. And then I'll actively go out of my way to look nice and look fresh. And, you know, you put the shirt on and you're going out and you're like, you're waiting for it. And you're like, I didn't get it. And you're like, oh, shit. And then when I speak to my friends about the same subject, they're like, no, yeah, I felt the same and I didn't get nothing either.
And
no
if you
way.
Ask for it, you feel like a
beg friend.
Pussy-o.
A pussy old blood.
Beg free.
Like a beg friend, bruv.
Yeah, oh right! Well, this, like, all women need to listen to this episode because this is news to me. I did not know all this.
Compliment a man and touch his willy more often, and honestly, the marriage will improve.
Honestly, that is just such a basic thing, and it would work. And again, I think a lot of that
it would work. It's work with wood, and it would work.
And I think a lot of that there and that constant rejection ends to infidelity.
And
100%, because I've seen it in like my own personal life with family members or whatever else.
Yeah.
Or even just brooding, even if a guy doesn't take that step, brooding resentment and anger.
Yes.
Like, but then it's a vicious circle. Because if then you're an arsehole, then that makes the woman even like want to have sex with you less and less because you're an arsehole and want to punch you, not shag you. So I think it's a vicious circle.
Just take the aggression out in a shagging form.
but this is where like the whole men from Mars, women from Venus thing. Do you know what made me understand that more than ever is when 50 Shades of Grey come out. And it was huge. Yeah. And every woman everywhere read it. Well, obviously not everyone, but like even my wife was... I was playing in Ibiza and my wife didn't come to the club. She's at home reading 50 Shades of Grey, right? I'm like, men are visual creatures. We can go and watch porn or whatever else. Obviously, women watch porn as well, but men, majority, like, porno, sex, nice. Ladies are like reading a book like, he caressed my leg and he told me that he's a businessman with his own room. It's fantastic. Yeah. Like, again, I've had this discussion with my own wife about, you know, a woman needs to feel connected to a man to have that process, especially even within a marital situation. Whereas with...
Yeah. Especially, even more so.
Even more so. And then with us, we, even though we're married and we're like, we love you and that, we're still cavemen. We're like, hey, bang, bang time. Yeah. Nice.
I feel like you're more of a counsellor to me.
Oh, fuck off, Ross.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just to finish off a slightly more serious subject in relationship, the emotional rejection in a relationship. What does that look like? Because I feel like men and women handle this very differently. Now, I've gone out of my way in my life to handle it more like a woman, because that's what women say they want. So women have always told me, if you don't love me, just tell me, right? It never works, because when you do tell them, they turn into fucking Ted Bundy anyway. But I've always, rather than do the string along being an asshole for 6 months till they dump me, which I see as the primary male technique, which is, will not describe my feelings, what I'll do is just act like a twat till you hate me.
Yeah.
Women will take that for a couple of weeks and they'll sit you down and then they'll tell you. And when a woman leaves you, she tends to fucking leave.
You're
done. But I'm wondering if you've had the, you know, if you agree with that. Obviously, you've been with the same person a long time, Andrew. You've got a lot of experience with other you know, males and females in your life, that men are quite bad at emotional rejection in a relationship. They string it out. They seem to be quite cowardly about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know whether it's because we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings or... And I've seen it with friends who have been in relationships and I know that they're done. I'm like, just tell her you're done. Oh, I can't, bruv. Like, they
she'll
literally...
Cry.
They will coward out of it. And like you say, even before, when you've been in a situation where, like, I've kind of hinted, even like previous relationships where I'm kind of done, and they're like, oh, if you leave me, I'll kill myself. I know you're like, you're younger and probably wouldn't say that. Then all of a sudden, 3 months down the line, they've dumped you. And you're like, okay, like, bloody hell.
Are you still going to kill yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Still, go through with it anyway, yeah?
So it's crazy. I think, again, is it cowardly of us, or are we being thoughtful that we don't want to rip someone's heart
out?
It's
cowardly. Come on.
Because
cowardly.
I would appreciate honesty instead of like lying, because the end result is you're going to be found out anyway, and then that hurts more because of, you know, I just think it's always...
But that is the male way, isn't it, Linz? Primarily, yeah. The male way is to act like a twat until the woman dumps him, so he doesn't have to do any of the heavy lifting in the dump.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So have you experienced that? Apart from the cheaty bastard double lifer that we've heard about, have you experienced it anywhere else?
They'd all turn to dickheads, but then I dumped them, and then, you know, one
exactly.
In particular...
this is the pattern.
He didn't want to finish with me. He wanted to stay with me. He just thought I would stay with a dickhead, and I didn't. So when I was like, I'm done, and he was like, no, crying. So
yeah, but I still don't believe men when they say that, because even when you behave like a dick, I've done, you know, when I was more immature, you behave like a dickhead for 6 months. And then she's like, all right, you're dumped. You still do a little bit of, but baby, I love you, just to make it seem convincing. But really, you do want to be dumped. I think blokes do that a lot. I think they throw in just a little bit of, like a consolation present. But I love you so much. But secretly are going, yes, I'm out shagging this weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, see, again, this is news to me.
I think so, yeah. Okay. I think men are that cowardly that they almost want to leave you with a questionnaire where you tick, wonderful dumping, excellent service, 5 out of 5.
I think that goes into like all forms of life with men, because even like in sort of career situations, I've been in situations longer than I wanted to be, like whether it's managers or whatever else.
Yeah. Same.
And by the end of it, when I've done that, I've gone, you know, it's such a great time together. Oh, should we do it? Like, and I'm like, I know in my head, I made my mind up 6 months ago. I'm like, I'm done with you. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm going through one of those right now. I can't even talk about it, but it's a business thing and I'm going through it at the moment. And Lindsay had to give me a talking to the other day. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, fuck, man, this has dragged on 2 years too long.
This is the same. And again, this is why she's here calling bullshit and everything, because we need the anchor of a woman who speaks sense to go, what are you doing? Like, my wife does the same thing. She's like, what are you doing? You're not happy. Change your situation. And I think women are a lot better than at that than men are. Like, change the situation. Yeah. I'm not happy. I'm not tolerating this. We will tolerate it, as you said, for 6 months and just be like, oh, okay, I'll get on with it. We're happy to be a bit comfortable for too long, I think, sometimes with men, even though it's uncomfortable. I think we can be comfortable in the uncomfortable.
And I think men are less confrontational as well. So I think that's a topic within itself there is slightly...
And I think what I've discovered in previous episodes of this is our confrontation is either nothing or Anthony Joshua, we struggle at the in-between.
Yeah.
We struggle at that medium level of sort of American explaining our feelings. Yeah. People like, hold it all in or smash the gaffer.
Yeah.
Listen, we are out of time. That has been fucking fantastic. Thank you so much, Majestic DJ Madge. Thank you, Lindsay Kane. Thank you, me. We've been talking about rejection on Man Baggage. If you come here as fans of either of today's guests, please hang around. Please hit subscribe. Please leave a review, but make it a good one because I just can't handle rejection. It really hurts. See you next time. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.